other day I was reading this shit.
Yes, sir. Let me dig into your brain. Folks falling like rain. Probably they got me selling things. Guess I'm gonna explain. Jane is rolled up, no gangs beats rolled up. Jane is rolled up, no gangs beats rolled up.
But still, there's only so much time left in this crazy world. I'm just crumbling there. I'm just crumbling there.
Yay, we got the mic up.
Yep.
What's happening?
All right.
Live in the shit, it's crazy. I know headphones up for real. But it's cool. We're working. Hey, I want to say, what's up to all my, I'm tripping. Okay, we good? No, that's you.
No, I already got some.
Huh?
I already got mine.
Oh, you do?
That's why you can't hear out of those.
Oh, dig that. I'm tripping, y'all. Hey, all right, we good. What's up to Stiletto Stoners and my conscious Cannabis Conrads? Shit, Herbox, HERBBOXX.com. I'm gonna scream it until I ain't got no air in my lungs. Woo! Shit. Yay, everybody, today, man, this is a beautiful day. What can I say? It's going down, man. You know, fall is right around the corner. Bye-bye, hot weather. See you later. You know, embrace the nice leaves changing on the trees. And what else happened in the fall? Football is
there.
Football is the what?
Texas State Fair.
Ah. Well, you know, everybody else don't know about this, but we had the famous, I don't know if our fair is as famous as the fair in Iowa that always have the president, not the presidents, but the, what do they call them before they, you know, decide to be presidents.
Candidates?
Yes, all the president candidates goes to the fair in Iowa. I don't know. I mean, they're pretty famous for that. I guess they just, I don't know. So I want to, I mean, I guess it's good. I don't know. I don't even go to the one here, though. So, I mean, I wouldn't go. But you know, I believe in up there in Oregon, I think they had a fair and they had cannabis, like a contest for growing cannabis. Now, that's a hell of a fair right there. I would love to be a part of that. You know, that was off the chain. Speaking of, hold on, man. In news, you know what? This one I will have posted up on the show notes. But now tell me if this is not crazy. There is a judge, or there is a police department asking people to bring in their meth to check it for the Zika virus.
To see if it's being transmitted through that?
Yes.
You think people don't do that?
Asked for them to bring it in. Okay. Now, see. If I say what I really, really want to say or what I'm thinking it is, maybe they just say, man, you're going to smoke it anyway. So let's just see if this shit is not going to be affected. But what the hell would be the difference of clean meth or dirty meth? Like, it's fucking,
make sure you guys are doing it right.
It's fucking, like, what does it matter at that point and at that time?
It's illegal. Really illegal.
I mean, but they asked them to bring it in to check it. I'm serious, man. I got it. I'm going to just post it on the thing. I'm not going to even waste y'all time to read that bullshit. I'm gonna just put it up there and y'all can go to it. So, all you meth heads out there, man, hey, go get your meth checked. You know, make sure that's clean. And a shout out, you know, hey, we're getting some new listeners every day, each episode. Again, I appreciate it. I got one comment to my email. Shot me an email and told me, hey, we like the vibe. You know, work on the mics and tell your boy to speak up. I said, hey, I do my best. That's all I can do. I told him thank you. So speak up and tell him thank you.
We appreciate your support.
All right. And shout out to Gina of Tennessee. Yeah.
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 What'd she do?
She been, you know, saying, hey, she's a listener, and she said it's super cool. And gave me some them funny faces. What do they call those things?
Emojis.
Yes.
Emojis.
You know. So big up to Gina in Tennessee. And you keep listening, man. And we're gonna keep banging them out and whatnot. Shoot, man. So jump right into it. Going down. Blue Dream was a favorite. Talk to him about it. Give it a review on the Blue Dream.
Man, word on the street is it's the bomb. Cool, relaxed, energized.
Yeah, my man, L, I got him some of that Blue Dream. Man, Cali, man, I appreciate y'all up in Cali, man. Thank you so much. Yo, that Blue Dream is on
Cali
point.
Folk, huh? Cali point. Folk?
Huh?
He said it was from Cali folk.
Yeah. From Cali folks. Slid me a cut and boom, we did it up. And so now I have it in the vault and it will be. I am waiting though on that. You know what? Indoor grow. You know, this is time, you know, because you can now grow inside or it's a little window to grow outside for a little. You know, if you got an auto flower, you know, for those who like it, you know, try it. And those who don't, you know, you do whatever. But it ain't no big old thing. So, so this is the time though. If you're getting your grow, so this is it for indoor. Getting your nice tent. We had to wrestle with a bear last week, didn't we?
Bear?
That doggone tent? Gorilla tent. Yeah.
Oh, piece of cake, man.
I guess just getting the pieces.
It's easier than it looked.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, true. And I'm so pissed that I messed up the zipper. You know, be patient. Have patience. I'm learning that. Because I was pulling, I was like, damn it. And I yanked it real hard.
It ripped.
Just a little bit. I caught it before it got too wild. So, you know, that's the thing. You got to be patient.
Patient.
Yes.
Patient with the equipment.
Yeah, when doing it and whatnot. But now I'm on top. Man, you know what? I'm trying. You know what we're going to try tonight? I'm not going to do that. Well, we got some news, man. Again. So we try to get our facts together, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to I Am Rappaport Show, Michael Rappaport. You know, he don't fat check. So we try to get some facts and some actual news. We just not organized, all right? That's all. So we don't do any. You got it on your.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, on yours.
Any news?
Yeah, I sent it. I thought you got that.
You sent me?
I thought it was an article you had. I sent you one. You didn't get it?
Yeah, I got it.
All right, we'll work it out, people. I think it's enough time for that blibbery blabbling. We just rambling. Oh, hey man, salute to Allen Iverson and Shaq, Yao Ming. Hey, did you, man, I'm gonna tell you something. Yao Ming, I apologize. I really didn't know that dude was that tall. Like, I knew he was tall. I mean, anything over 7, fuck it, it's tall, right? But when they had a picture of him up beside Shaq, the fuck? Yao Ming's a big boy.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, you know, anybody that big, though, you're going to have some problems because your ligaments and all, right?
I mean, yeah.
He's a big dude, man. Yeah. That's, Shaq is a big, dominating dude, like, just big. And, yeah, Allen Iverson, man, that dude, he had some heart, man. He was playing. I'm not a big basketball person, but, you know, those guys were iconic, definitely. You know,
yeah.
I got a little bit more respect of Yao Ming after going back and looking at some of the highlights. You know what I'm saying? You usually have to do that, though, because you never know you are inside or you are witnessing something great.
Great, right.
You know what I mean? Until some years like, oh, shit, yeah, Yao Ming, let me look back, boom, boom, boom. And you start seeing just how dominant he was blocking shots, and just, he was like, oh, okay, you know, you just either rooting for him or against him, you know what I mean, so you're not really paying attention and understanding, like, okay, what you're witnessing is some greatness, kind of like this podcast, ha,
title.
So, yeah, exactly, man, so definitely, if you're out there, please, you know, hit the website and comment. We've been getting them in, and I appreciate that. So, keep you off guard. That is MOC:XXOBBREH. Ah, that's backwards. All right, man, I'm being too silly. Let me go. We're going to go to a quick song, and then we will come back with a little news, wrap up with a little bit of growth talk, and see it slide on up out of here. So we hit y'all back in a minute. Adios.
This is the sticker. Put my paint on records and record sales picked up. The tears I didn't shed led me to the big club. 2004, I ain't broke no more. This card is my life jacket when I sink so low. I went to 100,000 from a hobo. So why you haters see me as I make a little more? I'm going platinum this time. This time. I think you fellas better respect my mind. I'm here to collect my pennies, my nickels, and my dimes. Shine, shine, shine. They got me living in a 56-man cell. My locker full of commissary and my fan mail. My sentence saying zero, what you gon' do when you get out of jail? I can't do no more Pyrexes, no more scales. Trying to make $1 million off my melody. Couldn't see it coming, so I called a state jail felony. F1, Buck 12, there resides a star. Special thanks to love, cause I hate you bitches climbing to the top of the chart. Being free is like being on lock. Niggas still kick it with you to try to get some of what you got. I ain't never seen so many feminine men. Swear to God, they holding in the world, but ain't nobody sending dividends. That ain't the life for me, I had to get it. Might not be rich in the present, but I'ma be rich in a minute. Cause I got three cuzzos sitting up high, rolling 24, screaming they be in, getting the dough, waiting for gold. Going platinum this time, this time. I think you fellas better respect my mind. I'm here to collect my pennies, my nickels, and my dimes.
Okay, what's happening? We're back. A little news. I want to say congratulations to Colorado in the month of July. Dispensaries pulled in $128 million. What do you say? Impressive. Yeah, man, that's pretty good for the month of July. So, you know, now they're not only known for their skiing, they're known for their smoking. Boom. So, I guess you can smoke and ski. I don't know if you should. I just like drinking and drive.
Tentatively, it is a high speed vehicle. Ski, right?
Yeah, so you don't need to be doing the ball. Speaking which of smoking and skiing and drinking and smoking, they got a new thing on the news. What you got, El?
Other news, we got this pot breathalyzer hitting the streets for the first time. See, American police have for the first time used a marijuana breathalyzer to evaluate impaired drivers. The company behind the pioneering device declared Tuesday, saying that it separately confirmed its breath test can detect recent consumption of marijuana-infused food. So, it goes on to say a couple of people admitted to smoking marijuana in the past 30 days in Oakland, California, the Alameda County Sheriff's Department. I guess that's where they're conducting the test survey.
So, they're testing it out there in Cali. But did you say foods, induced foods?
They said the machine or the device that they had to detect it has confirmed its breath test can detect recent consumption of marijuana-infused food. Correct.
All right. And that's why we have a subway. That is crazy because we are subwaying into a new lady that will be coming on board with edibles, vegan lifestyle, you know, because we all get the munchies. But still, because you get the munchies, you still should eat healthy. And she's going to come on board, start the blogging about the different lifestyle of vegan eating. And she's going to tell her story, you know, get her own and out of Cali. And so she's going to be really, you know, it's going to be good, man. So we're going to get into it. Want to just get right into it, call up. Do we go to break or what do we do? Go to commercial?
Commercial.
Put the commercial. Oh, okay. So we'll see you on the other end. This will be the interview. She's going to be on. Oh, man. You know, once a month, I figure we'll start it. We'll start blogging, see how it picks up, man. Just the eating, the edibles part of cannabis. And, you know, we need to get a lady in here. You know, it's not a sausage party over here. We ain't have, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we need to have some ladies and get an interview. So it's a lot of stoners. And I hope you like it. So after this commercial, boom, we'll be back.
Herbbox, HERBBOXX.com. Accessories say a lot about a person, and Herbbox says that you are exquisite and superior. Cheers!
Yeah. Hey, we're back. We're going to get into the interview. So we're just going to jump right into it, what we had to save. We'll just see how it goes. He said he wanted to know what is the difference about that Blue Dream and that Lemon OG Kush that you had? What was the difference of the two? He just had some Blue Dream, so he wanted to see what did you think about it and what is the difference of the two?
Well, for me, at least the Lemon OG definitely gave me an energy boost. I felt more productive on that side. And the Blue Dream mellowed me out a little more, not too much, but just enough to really curb the depression part. And the Lemon OG more so for, feeling productive.
Okay.
I would say.
Okay. All right. Well, how did you feel, El? What did you?
More like the same. Like Blue Dream, it relaxed me, but didn't put me on pause at all. And then virtually, I haven't had what she had, but
right.
The other things that it might relax you for a little bit, but you might be on pause. But the Blue Dream was real relaxing and productive at the same time, but not slowed down too much.
Right, not a whole bunch of indica, so it's a good hybrid as well. And you can tell me what you want to tell me or what the people want to know. I don't want to be too nosy, I'm not trying to get in your business. But is it more of an anxiety attacks that you have, or is it just the overall feeling of how depression can just engulf you to just, it can just paralyze you?
It was actually really both. Yeah, it was actually both of those, unfortunately. I would have days that I would just be completely isolative in my room, and I would have also days where I'd be panicking with everything I would do. So, pretty heavy on both ends, depression and anxiety.
With the anxiety, it is mostly... So it starts, and correct me if I'm wrong, it starts in a... in an order like this. The anxiety works when you are, let's say you're trying to rush and finish a deadline, or you're kind of overthinking everything, and so you get real anxious and the anxiety sits in, and then boom, then the depression follows afterwards. Is that usually how it works, or is there...
Not quite for me. I know for some people that definitely does happen. Like I said before, some days I would be very isolative, and some days with the anxiety part, I could just be doing almost nothing. I could go into a grocery store and just be in complete panic, just from being overwhelmed by, people, and even the thoughts that I might see somebody that I know, and they could see me having an anxiety attack, which may make my anxiety even more. And just a spiral, really,
Now, when did you start being open to talk about it, though? Because you noticed this at a young age, because you're young yourself right now. Well, you're 23?
I'm 22.
22. And so, you're going to have a whole lot of anxiety just being that age. I remember being that age, so you're just going to have it. So when did you start just talking about it and being upfront about it?
Well, I started really realizing these symptoms around, I'm about 13 or 12 years old, and I didn't get very comfortable with talking about it until I was almost about 18 or 19. Every time I would try to bring it up, I would just burst into tears. I couldn't even talk about it at all, unfortunately.
Right.
But, I started getting comfortable about 18 or 19.
And, I want to say for those who are not aware about depression, and I have to apologize to you and for those who have it, because I was the uninformed and foolish thinking that you know, just go walk it off. Ain't nothing wrong with you. It's just a bad day. But not understanding that this is really a, it's an illness, you know.
And I
apologize, man, to you and to all the others, because, you know, just that old way of thinking that, you know, mm-hmm. everybody has down days, just, you know, suck it up. And that's not the case. That's really not mm-hmm. the case. And I got a chance, like I said, I used to be a teacher, so I got a chance to see up close, you know, kids anywhere from cutting themselves to trying to commit mm-hmm. suicide in my locker mm-hmm. room. Yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't and I don't mean to make fun of it, but I mean, he attempted, and I don't know if the attempt really was a cry out for help, because it was a poor attempt, because mm-hmm. I was like, you really wasn't trying to kill you. I mean, just the fact that you was trying, now he didn't do a good job of it, but like I said, that was just a cry out for help. But mm-hmm. that's what hit me with depression. And now that medical marijuana can help, because mm-hmm. to me it seems, and you tell me, if a person is depressed but you give him more pills to raise them up, and then pills to make them go to sleep, because a lot of times when you're depressed, do you have insomnia too? You know, you have a hard time sleeping?
Occasionally, yes. I haven't had that problem for a while now, but I have a lot of friends who go through the same thing, and they're up all night and they can't sleep. They have poor rest, all of that stuff.
Right.
So I do know people who are in that predicament.
Right. I went to a workshop because I was noticing that most, not everyone, but some people that suffer from depression and anxiety, they have a problem sleeping. So they're taking a pill to, you know, get them up because of the depression, and then a pill to get them down to go to sleep. And
mm-hmm.
it's a yo-yo.
And then another pill because,
you know, so the marijuana just evens you out, because after a while, you just really taking your body through so many changes, it can't be healthy. Now, what about the edibles, though? I mean, because I'm going to be honest with you, I am very, very scared of the edibles, because at least when it comes to smoking, if I take two puffs, I can put it down. It's over with, you know what I mean? If that's what I choose. But when you are eating, I don't know exactly how much is in that cookie or brownie or candy, you know, and
mm-hmm.
and so it's a little stronger. I'm just mm-hmm. I don't know. So tell me, how does that work with edibles and dealing with depression, or just in the fact of just taking? Are you a fan of the edibles?
I am. Regarding the edibles, I do have my medical marijuana card,
mm-hmm.
so I can go to the dispensaries and purchase different things with certain milligrams. So that definitely helps with being knowledgeable of what your THC intake is. You can kind of track it, and it's kind of unfortunate. It's a kind of test trial kind of thing. You have to find what works for you. You know, if you like more of a sativa dominant edible, then go for that, or indica, or hybrid, or whatever. There's so many options.
Mm.
So you can really cater it to your needs. You just have to get something that you can dose it for yourself. Start at 10 and keep building up and see how that affects you. And always, you know, give it enough time, at least an hour, you know, before you try to take another dose of it.
Now, do you do brownie, or do you do candy, or what do you...
I've had cannabis soda, I've had candy, brownies.
Wait a minute, back up. Wait a minute, back up. You said cannabis cola?
Yeah, they have a soda, they do.
Oh,
I go to a dispensary, and they actually sell a THC-infused soda, 800 milligrams a bottle, for about $25 or so.
Ooh-wee! Man, just imagine if... And does it taste like Coca-Cola? What does it taste like?
I don't know actually if they have a Coca-Cola flavor. I know they had something like strawberry lemonade, kind of like a lemon-lime Sprite kind of flavor, too. I imagine they have colas. I haven't seen that. I didn't really pay attention if they had it, but they do have those other flavors.
I mean, you didn't drink that whole can, did you?
Oh, goodness, no. No. No.
Man, that they is...
They actually give you like kind of dash marks along the bottle. Could be like one dose, two dose, three dose. You know, kind of like on the
okay,
drink cup
okay, okay.
kind of thing. Yeah.
Right. Okay. That makes... Woo. Golly. That gets straight to the bloodstream. So, like, okay, so it gives you, like, if you sip from here, this is one dose. So, when you took one dose, how long did you feel the effects?
It really depends on the person. I am a little more on the sensitive side for edibles. So, I took about, I'm guessing about 20 milligram dose. And that lasted a good 2 to 4 hours once it did kick in, which it kicked in about half an hour, 45 minutes after consuming it.
Mm. That's something. Man, that's amazing. That is amazing. So now, are you looking to get a caregiver, or are you looking in the future to start being your own caregiver? What I mean by that, are you going to think about growing and doing your own edibles and your own stuff?
I definitely am. I'm actually quite interested in collaborating with a former classmate of mine that I met through culinary, and we wanted to possibly create vegan cannabis edibles in the future.
A what kind?
Vegan.
Oh, okay. So put a little health twist. What would be some of the food items that you all are thinking about?
Well, I know I just created a really good chocolate banana nut muffin that's vegan, so I'd like to use that. I also have a really good cauliflower buffalo wing with a spicy butter sauce that's also vegan that I would love to infuse some cannabis butter into that too. And
wait. Wait a minute. Cauliflower, buffalo wing.
Yes, sir.
So it's no meat.
No meat. No meat at all. No eggs, no dairy, no animal products at all.
Man, y'all might be onto something. I mean, I'm curious. Yes. Would you taste that ale?
I would.
I'm sorry?
I would be interested in how it tastes.
Yeah, that's my, matter of fact, that's my, you know, super producer. He won, Producer of the Year of Podcast in 2016. Boom.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we claim and claim to that. Anyway, so, okay, so you're doing a vegan buffalo, can you call it a wing still, though, if it's not a wing? Huh?
Oh yes, it's pretty delicious. It's pretty delicious.
But I mean, can you really call it a wing though? Because it's not a wing.
It's a veggie.
Oh yeah,
but
you kind of put the name wing on it, even though it's not an actual wing. But it has a quite similar texture and amazing flavor. I've had meat lovers just go, "Oh my goodness!"
It's like vegetable protein.
This definitely rivals it.
No, L asks, is it like vegetable protein? It's a cauliflower. It's the
PVC is a very good source of protein as well. And but the cauliflower, when you cook it in a certain batter, it almost has like a shredded kind of chicken texture, a little bit.
Uh-huh. Cool.
Yeah, and it's, oh my goodness, it's amazing. Very decadent.
Oh man, that's all right there. You're gonna have to really, you know, I don't want to, you know, someone to steal your idea, but man, I know a lot of people would definitely like to have that recipe. So you got the cauliflower buffalo wing. You have also the banana nut muffin.
Mm-hmm.
And any others?
Oh, I've been just experimenting with this vegan diet pretty recently for the past 3 months, so it's kind of anything that I really throw together. Anything that can be for a carnivore's diet or omnivore's diet, you can make a vegan version of it, so that's pretty awesome.
Okay, so you really get into the vegan lifestyle. That's, and yeah. You know what, I think that's... Okay, this is my let me tell you my problem I'm having. I'm do very well with my vegetables, my smoothies. Mm-hmm. I don't see why can't I just still eat fish? Vegans, you can't even eat fish.
Yeah, but it's just like you choosing to eat fish. They choose not to eat.
But I'm saying
it's your vegan.
Well, yeah, because now it's like a it's like the Bloods and the Crips. It's like the vegetarians and the vegans, they done split from each other.
Yeah. If you go follow one,
man. I mean, I'm just saying, I try, but how, like, was it a little difficult for you at first?
Not at all. I've actually, my whole life, even when I ate meat, I wasn't too crazy about it. I never felt the need to always have it in a meal. I actually preferred it not to be.
Mm-hmm.
I would usually just consume meat if I was feeling like low on energy, you know, for maybe a lunch to get me through the day.
Mm-hmm.
I've experimented with the vegetarian diet for many years, and the reason I went for the vegan diet was basically just, you know, compassion reasons towards animals. And I really don't agree with the production that we have in this country and out of the United States that we import. It's you can look up so many different facts that would change your perspective completely on what we consume as Americans.
You're absolutely correct. Because after I saw Super Size Me, I never ate a chicken mm-hmm. McNugget ever again. That's not even real chicken.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, you know, actually, per gallon of milk, the government actually allows up to 18,000 cells of pus per gallon of milk.
Oh, so say it one more time.
The government allows about, I believe, 18,000 cells of pus per gallon of milk. That's about the cap. And I don't know if they've raised that, but that's...
Pus?
That's
Did you say
thinking.
Pus?
Like, you know, oozing kind of wound.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's in the milk?
Yeah. That's what, you know, it's really unbelievable for the life of a dairy cow. I won't go too much into it, but I definitely think we as Americans need to take charge and be educated on what we're eating, because it's ridiculous. It used to be different, you know, when, like, my grandma was growing up and they harvested their own animals. That was much more cleaner. They got their own milk.
What about, I drink a lot of almond milk in my smoothies, so I haven't been really doing a lot of, although, man, I do miss some Frosted Flakes. Fuck, I do. I tried it with some almond milk, and it was horrible. I was like, I couldn't do it. I was like,
You could try hemp milk, even. They actually have hemp milk, too.
Oh, you know, they don't have, they don't have that here in, you know, man, in California, you all are definitely in the state to have all that stuff, man, and that is good that you're doing it. And you know, it's funny. I mean, you're young, and you're having this thought. I want to get your thoughts too when you're talking about this country. I know this is about cannabis. Now that California is about to vote on the for it to be recreational. Of course, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm quite sure you're going to vote and you're probably for it. But from mm-hmm. what I was reading, and you tell me the climate around there, a lot of the growers are not really, they're not looking for, they kind of want to keep it just to themselves. They really want to keep that money for the black market. Are you mm-hmm. kind of hearing that rumbling around there?
I've heard bits and pieces. I'm actually not too informed on that subject, unfortunately, but I've heard, you know, pitter chatter a little bit.
Mm. Okay. Now, as a woman, now it's another subject that bothered me. In Emerald City up there in Northern California, where a lot of, in Humboldt County, there's been a lot of problems with a lot of growers are hiring women, females to be trimmers, and a lot of sexual assaults are going on. Have you heard about that?
Mm-hmm. I have heard. Yes, I have.
Yes, that's, I don't, you know, those little dirty secrets of cannabis, we got, that stuff got to stop. I'm not with the, you know, because I have a daughter, I'm not with the raping. I'm not with, this whole rape culture that's going on, it's getting out of hand. I mean, with the,
it is,
the guy in Stanford, and it's, you know, down here with Baylor. Now, but this is my, I mean, I say that because I have a daughter, and I'm a human being. I wouldn't want any person to be violated. But now, as a African-American male, there's been a history of rape claimed, you know, a lot of times that's been put on us and we haven't done anything. You know,
could
be in the same room and all of a sudden, oh my God, he's raped me, because I looked at, you know, I mean, come on, one of the famous case, Emmett Till, they killed a poor boy and said he whistled at a white woman. So on one hand, I'm kind of like, okay, you know, when I hear someone say it's rape, I'm kind of like, just recently with Chris Brown and the girl Lies. But then I hear a story about, you know, some sexual assaults that like happened at Stanford or happened up there in Humboldt County where women are being, you know, exploited, and you feel bad for that. So you kind of torn.
Oh, definitely.
You know, you like, damn, you know. But you got to be able to separate the two, and I think I can understand there's people that's going to lie and abuse the system, but I do believe that the system is failing women at the same time.
Oh, definitely. You definitely. I totally agree with you that the police system is very sexist and racist. 110%. It's absolutely ridiculous. We need to do an overhaul of this country so minorities can be respected and feel safe in any workplace. You know, including cannabis, and we need to totally overhaul it. There's a lot of people in denial that there is a race and gender issue in this country, and they really need to open their eyes up so everybody can have a safe workplace.
You're absolutely correct, and you know what I'm gonna say. Reason I can say that is because. I had to be open to the homosexual. I was not a fan of it. I will be honest, and I was ignorant to it. I used to like, oh my, you know, and I'm gonna tell a story, and this would open my eyes to this, and that's why I can say yes. We all need to sit down, because a young kid sat me down. I would say, because I was a coach, and I would say, hey, son, stop acting gay, or boy, you're playing like you're gay. I would just use that word. It was just, you know, we just say it like a, you know, a young lady heard me over talking to some boys. I said, hey, boys, stop acting gay in there, you know, in the locker room. She said, coach, why would you use, that's a derogatory slur that you use. And I was like, what? Get out of here, gay. It's it means quit acting up. It's no big thing. And she was like, no, coach, that's right. My parents are partners. I was like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? And then she hit me with, and I was like, well, I don't mean to offend no gay. I was on the defense. I was like, I don't got nothing against no gays. I don't even know any gays. I just told them, quit acting gay, quit playing around, it's nothing getting gay. She was like, well, that's still, you wouldn't like me to say and this was a Hispanic girl. She said, you wouldn't like me to say, hey, let me nigger rig the light. And I was like, oh shit. she you know, she hit me with that, right? And she, and I was like,
oh, definitely.
I was like, okay, touche. Okay, I got you. She said, but what you can do, we're having a wear purple tomorrow for my, I'm in the Gay Alliance, for students for Gay Alliance group, if you can support us. And I was like, we're in a fucking, you know, but at, it sat on my head the whole day. Like, she hit me with so many points. I mean, she was chopping me down. Every time I would say something, she would just, she was tearing me up. I mean, she was eating. And we was having this conversation. It was like a, it was no more than about 10 minutes. But when I tell you, I felt so deflated after talking to her, because she was just chopping me. She did, the blow was when she said, you wouldn't want me to say, hey, I'm going to nigger rig this light. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's not cool. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I wore purple that day. I did wear purple the next day. And
oh, that's good.
Yeah, and I apologized to the whole class. And I told the boys, like, hey, you know what? I've used this term, and it is not, it's not a good term to use anymore. And I've used it for years, just using the term gay. And it's just not a cool term to use. And so you're right when it says we all need to be informed. That's the number one thing when you said it. And I think you young kids are on to something. And I was not informed about gay. I just didn't, I didn't know anybody gay. I thought if I say that word, I wasn't harming anybody. It was just a slang, but it's harmful. Whether or not those people are born or choose or whatever, they're still humans. They still matter. You know what I'm saying? Right. You know what I mean? And I didn't, and I'll be honest with you, I did not see them. So now I can understand someone white and not, they wake up in the morning, they drive from their suburban area, which is mostly white. They drive inside their office, park garage. They go upstairs. It's majority white. They come back in their car, go right back home. They rarely see black people other than on TV, on some ignorant shit, fucking Love and Hip Hop, or, you know, some bullshit like that. You know, saying negative on the news. So therefore, they make comments without being, as you said, informed. And you have slack, right? And that's why, even with the depression, I had to tell you, I had to apologize because I wasn't informed. And that's the key word. I think if we all would just be informed about stuff, we'd be a whole lot better. All right. You on?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you what. We'll turn the background. Can you speak up? Hey, can we do this? I would like a weekly blog from you on my website, man. You know, cooking, depression, medical cannabis. You know what I'm saying? I would like you to you know, start a little blog on my section, man. And you know, once a month, get you on like this, and we really tackle these issues. What you think?
Oh, I love it. It's really fun. I like having, you know, being able to have a
say
in things
was
pretty dope.
I'm serious, but I really would like, definitely, because I mean, you're tackling two things. You're definitely tackling mental health, also overall health with eating correctly. So I mean, those two things right there are very important, and definitely, you know, they say you are what you eat. So if you're eating healthy, you're on the right path. So just because one smokes cannabis, you don't have to sit up and just eat Doritos and fucking honey buns.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That's what it's got to change.
Well, actually, you can make vegan Doritos and honey buns without the honey, and they can be a little bit healthier. So
Wait a minute. Now, you really, you telling vegan honey bun?
Yeah, actually, you can probably use about a regular honey bun recipe, and instead of honey, you can substitute agave nectar, which is also a plant that they use, you know, for tequila and whatnot. So, but they actually have agave nectar. It's sweet like honey. It tastes like syrup, kind of. Or you can even use maple syrup instead of honey. So it all depends on how you, what you want to do, you know?
Okay. So that's the first block. When, you know, when we get off here, we're gonna continue to talk later. I'm going to give you a call later on tonight or tomorrow. And that's going to be our first thing. We're going to talk about some couple of snacks that you can have after smoking. If when you get the munchies, a healthier alternative. That's going to be our first blog. What
Definitely.
Think? Yeah, that's going to be
definitely
our first blog.
That'd be awesome.
Exactly, man. To get people not even smoking good and eating good, because if you're going to, you know, if you're going to pay good money on some nice cannabis and then turn around and then put in your body a whole bunch of junk, like, you're defeating the purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, and people can, you can still eat fully vegan diet on a budget. That's actually what I'm doing right now. It doesn't have to be super pricey or expensive. It just takes a lot of, you know, calculating things, making sure you get enough protein, omega-3s. You know, you can do it without having any animal products.
Okay, that's going to be, you know what, now we're going to tackle this, man, because we're on every Tuesday and Thursday. That's what the thing is. I didn't want to just sell a product. I wanted to sell a lifestyle, a connoisseur's lifestyle. Like, if a person is a connoisseur of wine, he's not drinking his good wine out of a damn solo cup. I don't give a...
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's not doing that. He's got a nice glass. He's got a nice place to store his wine. He's got a good wine rack. You know, he doesn't have, you know, and so if you got some nice cannabis, you're not going to put it in a fucking shoebox or Crown Royal bag. And
exactly.
If you are conscious about what you're smoking and you're trying to grow it organically, you should also have your food organically, right?
I definitely agree.
So, man, we on to something, man. So definitely, so you all heard it here. We will have the blog up about the shit, you know, the healthy lifestyle of vegan and smoking and all that. And I sure appreciate you being on, man. I'm really feeling good about this new blog. So I'm going to give you a call later on tonight or tomorrow, and we're going to chop it up some more and find out, you know, when's the best time when you can get them through. So the first one is going to be about the honey bun and the Doritos, the healthy munchy chips that can be vegan, right?
Oh,
yes. Yes, I got a couple recipes up my sleeve already. My old boy from the point, but I'm from Southwest. And every now and then I get put to the test. But I can't be stopped, cause I gotta come true. Ain't got no gun, but I got my crew. Didn't come for no beef, cause I don't eat steak. I got a plate of soul food, chicken, rice, and gravy. Not covered in too much, drinking a couple punch. Topical every last Thursday of the
Daddy
month.
Daddy put the hot grits on my chest in the morning. When I was sick, Mary had the hot soup boiling. Didn't know why, but it felt so good. Like some waffles in the morning, headed back to the woods. Now I'm full as a tick, got some soul on blast and a cassette. Food for my brain that haven't stopped learning yet. Hot wings for Mojo's, got my forehead sweat. Celery and blue cheese on my menu next.
My body till I steal. Tie face grooms around me like cancer drill. We were secondhand off the cuffs, but only to me. Mouth is worse, plus I'm getting pimped by this temp and a jacket from Optimus. Staffing niggas, laughing, shut up clown, don't talk to me like that. Nigga, I'm stupid, of course, living day by day. And you ain't hard trick, hell you say.
It's such a blessing when my eyes get to see the sunrise. I'm ready to begin. Another chance to get further away from where I've been, but I never forget. Everything I went through, I appreciate the shit. Because if I had a win and took the easy way, wouldn't be the strong nigga that I am today. Everything that I did, different things I was told, just ended up being food for my soul.
Making your soul food. Well, good old fashioned soul food. All right. Everything is for free, as good as it can be. Come and get some soul food.
Sunday morning, where you eating at? I'm on 1365, Wichita Drive, old bird, we're gonna stove ride. Church to drop a chicken in yesterday's grease, then go together with this quarter mickeys. Last night, hanging over from a good time. Yeah, beef is cheaper, but it's pumped with red dye between two pieces of bread. Started to look good with them hairy legs. Wish I could cut her up, but my stomach come before sex. A house full of hoes. Now what's the ingredient? Spaghetti plus her monthly flow.
They know they're making it hard on the yard. Fuck Chris Darden. Fuck Marshall Claw. Taking us when we in the spotlight for a joke. Changing by the day. I see it's getting bigger in my square. Bigger than Lennox from the outside with the stare. No money to go inside. Tamika and Tiffany outside. Tripping and skipping rope to the beats from my Jeep. As I speak, what's up from the driver's seat?
A heap of help on the fried chicken, macaroni and cheese, and collard greens too big for my jeans. Smoke steams from under the lid that's on the pie. Ain't never had a lot, but thankful for the little that I got. Why not be? Fast food got me feeling sick. Them crackers think they slick by trying to make this bullshit affordable. I thank the Lord that my voice was recordable.
Hey, it's so
Hold up, see, it's what I write. And Miss Lady, acting like we in jail. Says she ain't got no extra hush puppies to sell. Bankhead seafood, making me hit the door with a mind full of attitude. It was a line that the beautiful JJ's Rib Shack was packed too. Looking to be one of them days when mama ain't cooking. Everybody's out hunting with the family, looking for a little soul food.
Come and get your soul food. Well, good old fashioned soul food. All right.